With my eyes, Lord, I still move. I will bless thee, O Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will be exhorting you tonight, faith. As the Spirit of God will lead me now, take you from scripture to scripture. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for tonight, for our gathering together, for this weekend of consecration. Father, it is the fifth month. Let your grace multiply upon us. Saturate our home with your grace. Let it affect our children and grandchildren. Grace, 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 in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us together tonight. Minister unto us, O Lord. We are here with a hungry heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Though it's on faith, I want to start with righteousness is a key word. In Paul's epistles, it means the ability to stand in the Father's presence without the sense of fear and condemnation or inferiority. Here is a promise of in the book of Isaiah 54. Let's look at Isaiah 54. Is the greatest blessing of the new creation. Isaiah 54, verse 13 through 14. This is what it says here.
And all thy children shall be found of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children.
Amen.
In righteousness shall thou be established, thou shalt be far from.
Amen.
For thou shalt not fear, and from error, for it shall not come nigh
thee. Amen. Did he say some of your children or all your children?
All.
Amen. All thy children shall be taught to the Lord. God will be their teacher. He's the best. And great shall be the peace of thy children. Amen. Either the devil likes it or not, great shall be the peace of our children. Righteousness shall thou be established. They will be established in righteousness. Righteousness is a gift unto us. When the enemy is able to poke hold to our righteousness, that is to say, if you are not sure you are righteous, then he can have opened up for him to start manipulating you. Righteousness is a gift. Hallelujah. Remember, 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin, that you might be made the righteousness of God in him. It's a gift. We are righteous. God made us righteous. Jesus Christ collected the sins, collected the diseases. We'll see other scriptures. He bore them and he made us righteous. I even went ahead and made us to sit together with him. We are made to sit in heavenly places. Faith people, they operate from the heaven, not from the planet earth, because they are in the realm that is above other realm. To sit with Jesus Christ is above other realm. If you think Donald Trump is in a higher realm, there's another realm above that one. He is still on planet Earth. We sit there continually. You should be mindful of where you are sitting. You are operating from there. I heard a testimony about Babalola that he was always mindful of where he was sitting in heaven. He was not interested on earthly stuff. He was mindful of where he is, where he was, and where he's going to. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. According to 2 Corinthians 5:21 already, we have heard a witness conscience that has kept this, us as slaves of fear. Witness conscience. We are not weak. Remember, the Bible says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin. In the epistle of John says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are not weak. We should not be afraid of what the enemy can do. Remember, Jesus Christ collected the keys of an affair from the devil. He has been bragging on that. Jesus Christ collected them. Hallelujah. Is Jesus Christ on your side? Yes. Is Jesus Christ in you? Yes. Hallelujah. Where is the devil? It's under your footstool. Remember, the Bible says you would tread upon serpents and scorpions over some of the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. Nothing shall but enemies hurt you. Hallelujah. You are treading upon serpents and scorpions. Those are evil spirits. And nothing shall but enemies hurt you. That's what the word of God says. I had a testimony from a man of God from Nigeria. He said, when you go to bed, soak your bed with the blood of Jesus and electrify the walls. He said, they cannot go through. And it is true. I have tried it over and over again. Discovered it works. Electrify with your mouth, because there's power in your mouth. Say it, and it will be so. Now, I discover in religion, people are conscious of sin. No, we should be righteous, righteousness conscious. Righteousness conscious. We are righteous. We stand as if we've not sinned at all before God. That's why he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. If we come to God with a conscience of sin, your prayer will not be effective. If you know of anything, just confess it. Say, confess your fault, and God will forgive you. Amen. Confess your fault to one another. Now, there's another thing I wrote down here. But what a sense of victory, of freedom, will be ours if we know that we wear the righteousness of God and we are established in that fact, truly, that is all we are, righteousness of God. He said, our children will be established in righteousness. Sin consciousness has made slaves of human race. God forbid it in our lives. It has destroyed the initiative in the multitudes. It has been the oldest and the most persistent enemy of faith. You cannot have faith in the world when you are under condemnation. That is true. If your conscience is condemning you, go back to your Maker. Tell him you are sorry. He will forgive you. But when you come off to and keep repeating the same thing, no, it's not a good taste with your Creator. When you confess it, leave it there and come boldly to him, and he said he will answer you. Hallelujah. You cannot have faith in the world when you are under condemnation. You see, righteousness means the ability to stand in the presence of God. The ability to stand in the presence of God. I want to read the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith. The same spirit. It's not the lesser spirit. The same. We have it. It's already inside of you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's what the Bible says in Romans 10:17. So if we go to the word of God and keep looking at the word of God, the word of God is God. His spirit is life. It's so powerful and it's tangible. I was reading a book during last week. The man of God was saying, the word of God is medicine bottle. And he said, the Lord instructed him, he said, now when the doctor gives you a prescription, what do? He said, take it 3 times a day. He said, you do his word that way. Take the word of God 3 times a day or more. When you do that, it will be medicine to all. Did he say some of your flesh? Let's read that scripture. Proverbs 4. He didn't say some of your flesh. He said all of your flesh. Hallelujah. It might be your bloodstream or your marrow. The word of God will be health. Health to all your flesh. This is Proverbs 4. I want you to see verse 21. Let them not depart from your eyes. The word of God. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep them. Keep the word of God in the midst of your heart. For they are life. Life, Zoe, to all those who find them. Let's say it together. The word of God is life to me. I found the word of God to be life. It is spirit. It is life in my life and in my household. Amen. It's 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I mean, it's all. All is all. The word of God is health to all, right from the crown of your head down to the soles of your feet. Even your hair is health to your hair, to your eyes, to your brain, to your ears, to your marrow, to your bloodstream. The word of God is health. Health. Money cannot buy that one. But with your lips, that health can permeate to every aspect of your being. By saying it, you wake up in the morning, you take the Bible, Lord, your word says it's health to all my flesh. I'm speaking health to my bladder, health to my liver, health to my pancreas, health to my skin, health. Do you know it to be so? I did that one for about 3 days. When I came here on Wednesday, I was like my reset again. So strong. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is health. See, it's different from the wine that is in the bottle you drink. It's when it's written in the pages of the Bible. You take time, go back to the pages of the Bible and say, Lord, this is what you say here. Okay, let's quickly see the scripture. Go to Book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. This is what it says here, verse 16. And when evil was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his way, his word, and healed how many that were sick. All with his words. See, the word of God, you eat it, you speak it. It's the same word of God that is coming out from your mouth, like Jesus Christ speaking. It will be health. And again he said, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities. When was that one? Last year? How long ago? You see, the enemy wanted you to believe that it was something I did maybe a few months ago. No, long time ago. On the whipping post, it was for you. When they used the whip on his back, he was receiving it for you, for your health, for your healing. Hallelujah. And again, he said, he bare our sicknesses. Another translation says, he bore our sicknesses. There's something wrong in the picture. If he bore them, why should we be carrying it in our body? Jesus Christ carried them. We refuse it in our body. In the name of Jesus Christ. With long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Long life, when he say long life, do you know how long is a long? Long, God's long. Not, I don't understand it. God's long is long. Long life. Not, when he say long life, not that age when you'll be walking with a cane. How are you, Papa? Long life, healthy. Remember Moses at the age of 80. But that guy was still a man of war. He said he would kill him. What happened to that substance? It's still available. Now there's something that at times it bores my mind. Those people who didn't have a Bible to read, their faith was so strong. What is happening to us? We can read their testimony. We are still shaking faith. Before this incident happened, that same day, as I was reading the Bible, I was hearing in my spirit two times, "Oh, ye of little faith." It came to twice like that. Around 4 a.m., I started having that experience. I didn't know what the Lord was talking about. I thought he was talking about the message I'm going to preach a few weeks now. Not knowing, the Lord expected me to be exercising my faith. The man came to me and said, "Augustine, are you diabetic?" I said, "No." I said, "I see you can drive." I said, "I can drive. Just leave me alone." "No," he said, "you will thank me later. I'm going to call the ambulance." I said, "Don't call no ambulance. I'm okay. I'm able to drive." Because my head was spinning. But thank God, what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord turned it around. Amen. I'm glad I'm alive. I'm able to walk. And not going to poo-poo for the help of somebody. Hallelujah. It's a miracle. I appreciate what the Lord has done for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 17. Said that he might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. See, himself took our infirmities. Long, long time ago, and bore all our sicknesses. He bore them. So we refuse them in our life. We refuse them in our household. Because Jesus Christ bore them. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it elders obtained good report. In our own time, we obtain good report because of our faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by eating the word of God. Taking time to eat it, meditate on it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Verse 3, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made the things which do appear. God framed. And that is why it is very, very important. We should be careful what we say. Because you are framing things. If you speak something bad over your child, you are framing it. It might become a reality if you don't correct it. Or you say bad things about your vehicle. You'll be surprised the thing will break down away. Don't frame it. You are creating it by speaking something that is not in line with the word of God. I want us to go to verse 5 and 6. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Amen. 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 So shall it be in our lives, in our dispensation. Amen. It depends on individuals. I will not die. I will live to proclaim the gospel. Hallelujah. Translation is my portion. I remember the scripture gave to me a long, long time ago. Gospel of John 8:29. It's not clicking in my brain. Matthew 8:29. He that sent me is with me. The Father had not left me alone, but I do always those things that please him. So when we do things that are pleasing to our Heavenly Father, like in Enoch, a time will come, say, come up here. Hallelujah. Though we are in the flesh, we are not of the flesh. We walk in the Spirit. Walk in line with the fruit of the Spirit. That is how to walk in the Spirit. Then verse 6 says of Hebrews 11, for without faith it is impossible to please him. Which means we have to live a life of faith every day. Because that is what is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. Anything less than that is not good. Because when we keep murmuring, complaining, and say, God, heal me now, God, heal me now. No, no. God is not going to heal you because he has already healed you. So stop praying that way. Why not thank him? Father, thank you for I'm healed. That is faith. Instead of when you see a man of God, please pray for me. I still feel this way. Feeling is not of faith. That is unbelief. Hallelujah. You might feel something. Use your faith to shake it up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is a rewarder of them who once in a while seek him. That is what it says in your Bible. Diligently, with all determination, we care. Seek him. He will reward you. Amen. Do you know God doesn't have what is the right word for it? Favorites. If I tell you now, God's favorite, I know you are good. No. God loves us equally. But some people don't know how to touch his heart. They think when they are in crisis, that is time they need to pray. That is the night you need to worship and thank you, Lord. No, it doesn't work that way. Check the life of David. It will take time to praise God. Remember Jehoshaphat. What was the song they were singing? We were going to battle. We're singing. Praise the Lord, for his mercies enduring forever. Praise the Lord. And the Lord set ambushment. See, to some of us, it was not melodious, but that is what God inspired them to sing. Hallelujah. Your co-workers may be laughing at you. Keep praising the Lord. Keep humming. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me try and conclude with this scripture. This Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Say, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. When he says nothing, it means nothing. We don't need to check the Greek meaning for that one. Nothing means nothing. With him, nothing shall be impossible. Then he reverses it again in another chapter. He said, all things are possible to them who believe all things. When he says all things, he was not mistaken. He means all things. All things is all things. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are, see, remember what the Bible says in the book of Acts 17. Say you are root and offspring of David. You should act like your father. We came from, in another scripture it says, we are hewn from that same rock, like Abraham. So we should, people of faith should act faith. Even if it looks like it's not working, say it's working, it's working, it's working. Hallelujah. Do you know angels will surface? It's working. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just remember now. Psalm 121. There's a woman during the Second World War in Egypt, in the UK. The Germans were coming to bomb UK, and she would run to the shelter. One day, while she was reading the Bible, he came across his promise. He that keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. He said, something's wrong in this picture. Both of us cannot be awake. I'm going to my house to sleep. And she started sleeping in her house. Do you know, when they discover her one day, say, where have you been? He said, I've been nowhere. I've been sleeping in my house. So are you not afraid? He said, no. I discovered the other day in the Bible, he that keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. It was wrong for both of us to be awake. I have been sleeping in my house. When they went there to check, they discovered it was only her house that was remaining. The rest have been destroyed. See, a promise in the Bible kept that woman and kept her house intact. Hallelujah. It's of no use to complain. It's of no use to live in fear. It's of no use to murmur. Because God is hearing your murmuring. Life is hard. Yes, he will hear you. He said, as you have said in my ear, so will I do to you. Have you read that one in the Bible? In Numbers? Don't say all those things. In the place of work, they always speak on me. Is that what you believe? Why not say, Father, scatter them. Make them to work for my favor. It will make them to work for your favor. Because you are a child of God. There's no one like you. As you walk in, they will watch you. I remember when I used to go to the jail to preach. When I pick up employment in the place, I was employed by Transtar. The manager came to me and said, Augustine, I know you. He didn't tell me where he met. That guy was caught as a DUI. He was in the jail in Tennessee. He came to my service. I didn't know him. So I was asking the Lord. No, he said, it was in your service. He said, any help you need, just let me know. You see, some of them were doctors, some were lawyers. They were there in, with that uniform, zebra uniform. You don't recognize them. And God made you special. You speak into their life. Some will come to you later and say, please explain this for me. My wife spoke to a lady this today. He said, I can't pay you. That was a lady that I don't tell her I love you because I know it will be a different meaning. I would just say, I can't pay you. So she sent a card and put some money inside. He said, Agape Pastor. I will tell you in detail what she did. How instant she wanted to go for me to go to the other side of her immorality. It didn't work. He said, I now know the difference between a true pastor and religious people. Because where the church was, where she was working, you know, they were chasing her. Until even her officer, her boss, a woman, was chasing her. Lesbian. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People are not responding again.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Amen. He that keepeth Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The sun will not smite thee by day, neither the moon by night. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. May it be settled in our lives. May it be settled in this church. That will not be able to handle the flood of people that will be coming. Thank you, Lord, for setting this place. They will come from the north, from the south, from the west, from the east to this place. Even from other states, they will start coming. Hallelujah. You prepare this place for the harvest, a bountiful harvest that you are going to do at this end of time. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the praises for this place, O God. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my exhortation is over. Praise the Lord. I'm coming back with another star. God, the Lord is doing some work in my life. Amen. Amen. To be home for weeks, there's something going on. To God be the glory. And I bless my brethren who have been blessing me in different manner. The Lord will reward them hundredfold in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Wow. I didn't finish all my speech. You want me to see something speaking? Hallelujah. Now, this is Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. Ye that were sometime alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. That is God's goal. We were sometime alien, and we were strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. That Jesus Christ took our place. He suffered. He went through all the trials. They condemned him. That condemnation was supposed to be on us, but he bore them. He carried them. He paid the price on the cross. We're supposed to be nailed on the cross, but he said, no, I will die for them. Jesus did it for me. He did it for you. And he has given us divine health. Health. God's health is mine. God's health is yours. Hallelujah. Because it costs a lot of money to get treatment from doctors. People who are enjoying health, they don't know what they are really enjoying. You can't pay for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I quoted the scriptures already. Verse 21, 22, 23 of Colossians chapter 1. How do you say portion I omitted? That is verse 23. He said, if you continue in the faith, continue. Not only halfway. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. He said, continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Christ in you, the hope of glory, which you have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, whereof I, Augustine, am made a minister, Peter is made a minister, Brother Emmanuel is made a minister, Brother Yato is made a minister, for the same purpose, that God will present his own children without blame, without spot, without wrinkle. God has a goal, is that we should be like Jesus Christ. When we finish with God, we will be like him exactly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to the highest Lord. Don't be majesty, holy name. Dominion and majesty, Jesus, holy name. Glory, glory, glory to the highest God. Glory, glory, glory to the living God. Dominion and majesty, Jesus, holy name. Dominion and majesty, Jesus, holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord.